I'm so excited. Welcome to 1822 Chronicles. I am Michelle, the favorite factor.
And I am Janetta, the good thing.
Yes, and we are so excited to once again give to you what God has downloaded for us for the 1822 Chronicles. But before we get started, please, please, please subscribe, like, hit the share buttons, tell your friends, tell your family, tell whoever will listen. That button down. And anyone who will listen or anyone you think may need it, please share with them and let them know about any episode that you see. We are grateful, and we are so, so grateful and excited for everyone who's been watching and listening throughout the airwaves, not just nationally, but internationally. It's been such a blessing. God has been so good, and we are so grateful and so thankful to everyone for supporting us. Thank you, we're excited. Also, don't forget, if you want to... something that you, a topic that you might want us to talk about, or if there's something in the Word of God that you're unfamiliar with and you like, you know, what does this mean? I'm not sure how to interpret something. Please reach out to us through our email address. It should be down below right there. You can email us and let us know what it is that you want. You know, it's something in the scripture, just a topic in general. We have some good topics coming up, so please keep coming back. All right. Absolutely. All right. So let's get started.
So on this episode of 1822 Chronicles, we will be discussing what's in a name.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
Yes. And there are several people in the Bible that were either given their name before birth or were renamed after, you know, after they were born. And we actually can go through some of them. We have Ishmael. Mm-hmm. God personally named him. His name means God hears. And that's in Genesis 16 and 11. You have Isaac. His name means laughter. That's Genesis 17 and 19. Ooh, this one. I'm going to try. I'm going to attempt to say this. Because I did practice it, but Maher Shalel Hashbaz means hasten the spoil. And that's in Isaiah 8, 3 through 4. Jezreel, that's Hosea 1 and 4. That's God scatters. Lo Ruhamah, I have to say it slow so I don't butcher it. That is in Hosea 1 and 6, not pitied. Then you have Lo Ami, which is in also in Hosea, that's 1 and 9, which is not my people. Of course, Jesus, that's Jehovah is Savior. And that's in Matthew 1, 21 and 25. Luke 1 and 31. I'm sorry, Luke 1, 31 and 2, 21. And then of course we have John the Baptist. His name is Jehovah has been gracious. So just those are a few examples of people that God had named personally, and their names were given to them because of the purpose that he had for them. And that brings us to, you know what? Do you know what your name means, Michelle?
Yes, I do.
Enlighten.
So Michelle is the derivative of Michael. Mm-hmm. And Michael means who is like God, which is just mind blowing when we talk about what's in a name, because your name, what you're named can represent who you are not just in the spirit, but in the natural, right. How you walk, how you talk. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I think I'm God or I'm better than anyone else, but it gives me a sense of purpose and it sets mm-hmm. a high standard on me, mm-hmm. where if my name means who is like God, then that means I need to represent myself well mm-hmm. as if I was God. I need to have the right talk, the right pronunciation, the right, not so much the right pronunciation, because no one's perfect, but right. the things that come out of my mouth need to mm-hmm. be godly. Mm-hmm. They need to represent God and they need to be well-spoken right. and not speaking things of a negative manner. So when I first found out what my name means, it was like, whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you can make it heavy or you can make it like, oh, well, but yeah. people have to understand that their name means something. Mm-hmm. And it was given for a reason. God knew what your mom and daddy was going to name you before the foundation of the world. Yeah. So, and he approved it. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, we have to understand that who we are, everyone should know what the meaning of their name is, because right. It's important as a person. What does your name mean? What does your name mean?
Well, my name is Janetta, and I actually wrote it out so that I would be reminded. It is the derivative of John, because it's the female version. Mm-hmm. And it means God is kind, favorable, benevolent, merciful, disposed to forgive offenses, and impart unmerited blessings. And that's how I'm supposed to show up in the world. So let me put this back over here. Excuse me. So that's a lot. I also was curious about why my parents named me such, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because my sisters, their names are simple names, you know, common names that people know, but my name is unique. It's different. And in that, I show up that way too. I'm yeah. unique. I'm different. You know, I've been labeled other things, but most of the time I've always thought that I was different and unique from other people, the way I dress, the way I wear my hair, and, you know, mm-hmm. all of those things. So not knowing the origin story behind how they named, you know, why they named me what they named me. I actually asked my parents when I was a teenager, probably older, because I was curious, you know, how did they get those names? And I got this name because their names are simple, like really simple. Mary Carolyn, that's right. their name. Right. And Janetta, not many Janettas in the world, right? So no. there are Janettes, and people always call me, like they would tend to call me Jeanette without looking at this, you know, spelling of my name. So it was, you know, a big curiosity for me, because people mispronounced my name. I think it upset me and it offended me yeah. to the point where I would correct people, because my name for me was my purpose. Mm-hmm. When you look in the Bible, God named, when he named people and places, it was because of purpose. It was because of something he wanted accomplished, you know, and he would say it right after he called that name, this place will now forever be, yes. you know, and because, and it's this way. And so I took that to mean that what I am called, what my son should be called, what my parents are called, it spoke to their purpose. And we've gotten away from that as a human race, from really being intentional about what we name our children. Because everything, yeah. everything that you call, like remote, phone. It has a purpose. And when I say, when you say that name of that item, you know what it does.
Yeah.
You know what a book does. You can write in it, you can read, whatever the case may be. So what does a Michelle do? What does a Janetta do? So right. I have to Janetta and you have to Michelle.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I also made it a point to ensure that I told my son, not just why I named him what I named him, what his name means, and his story about his birth, his origin story, because a lot of us don't know that either.
True.
We don't know, like, you know, how, you know, what was going on with my, with our parents, how I got here. You know, we don't know that story. We just know we're here. And then at some age in our life, we become aware of ourselves. We become self-aware. And so to know, you know, who you are, what your name means, it helps you to really meet out your purpose. It helps you to really be able to go to God and say, well, this is my name and this is what it means. So God, what do I mean to you? And what is my purpose in the earth? Is this it? Because there are some people who've actually changed their names.
Right.
To ensure that they were walking in that purpose, or they might not have even disliked their name, whatever the case may be. But in order for us to really be and walk and function the way God created us, it is very important to know your name. Just like people want to know what their name means. I mean, not just your name, know your name and know what it means. Even if you have a middle name, that too. Because all of that is who you are called, which is your purpose.
Yeah.
So I'm excited and elated to find out that my name is, it means what it means. Yeah. And my son's name, I actually named him that. I liked his name is Jalen. So I like the basketball player, Jalen Rose. And I told him, that's where I got your name from. I love basketball. And his name was unique. Little did I know, around that time when my son was born, his name was becoming popular. And it was not only it was a male and female name, but I had never, ever seen any other Jalens but him.
Wow.
So when I, and I didn't pick any girls' names because I knew I was having a boy. So when I told him about his name, I went and looked it up because I never looked up the meaning of it. I just knew I liked this name and this is what I wanted my son to be. But that name was in me because God placed it there because it means bird of light. It means calm and serene. And I was like, oh, okay, because he did calm me down.
He slowed you down.
He did, yes. His purpose for me was that he is my sunshine. You know, I call it like S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E, not S-U-N. He is my sunshine. He is, that's, but in this world, that's who he is to show up to be, a bird of light, a calm and serene individual. And he is to bring calm to others. I was trying to find the right words, but I couldn't. But he is to, you know, soften situations and calm and bring peace wherever he goes. That's who he is. That's his function in this earth. That is what he is called. I didn't consider any other names. So I had one reason for naming him what I named him, but God had another. He said, you know what? I'm in agreement with that name because no other name came to me and stuck. It was that name. When I said, I went looking for names and that name, I was like, this is the one. And before I even knew, God was like, yeah, I'm in agreement with that. Because if it wasn't, then it wouldn't have stuck. Something else would have come along. But that was it. I stayed right there. This is who he is to be. Yes. And it's just, knowing it really, I really do feel even more solid in my purpose in my walk as I develop and grow and mature with, you know, with the word and, you know, with my relationship with God. Because I know that's who I'm to show up to be. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm anchored now. I know there's no doubt in my mind that, what does my name mean? Who am I? I know.
Yeah. And you said something about, and I wrote it down, when we're labeled other things, people labeling us other things, that can go a long way. When you know your purpose, or you know what the meaning of your name is, but someone is calling you something different, at that moment, you have a choice to believe and receive those things, especially if they're negative.
Yes.
You have a choice to believe that negative thought, that those negative words, those negative things over you, which can change your purpose, which can change your direction, especially if they believe, you know, what are things, especially in children, the things that, you know, they say, oh, you're nothing, or, you know, the famous one that women, when they're mad at the father, you just like your daddy, or he, you know, he's nothing, especially when you say that to our boys.
Yes.
You wrong. That's the best way I can say. You out of order. Yes. You should not label our children that they're like their parent, no matter how bad, you know, the parent is, because that has a negative effect. And if that sticks, then that can change their purpose and their destiny.
Yes.
And they may, and even if they do find out what their name means, they won't believe it. It's a possibility that they won't believe it, because they could be so far gone because they've heard the negativity for so long. Yes. There's no way that my name is joy. My name is happiness. My name is laughter. My name is goodness, or I have a greatness in me, or I have a purpose. You know, God has a purpose and a plan and a design for me, and I'm supposed to do this or that.
Right.
Because of the labels and the stigmas that come with things. So, and we've both been in positions where people have labeled us with things that are not so nice. And if we had believed and stuck, well, just believed what the people were saying and went with it, we wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't.
Not at all. We had a lot of thought work to do, because while you were talking, I was thinking about, there was a period in my life where I actually believed the labels I was out of alignment. I wasn't walking in my full purpose. I wasn't showing up in the world the way God wanted me to, because I was told otherwise. So it took a long time. That's not the thought. Mm-mm. It took time, a season for me to be delivered from those labels. And even, you know, there are some labels that people place upon us, and they're not necessarily negative, but they cause us to shift away from our original purpose. So we have to be mindful of that as well, because there are some people who are operating in offices and God is giving them grace, but that's not where he called them to be. They were called to be. That's not who they were called to be either. So they are, because they didn't go and seek out God for themselves to confirm, is this what it is that you want me? Is this my purpose? Is this where I'm supposed to be?
Right.
They just took it from that person who said that they were of God, and thus saith the Lord. When people preface thus saith the Lord, when they start off with that, or the Lord told me to tell you, be mindful.
Absolutely.
Because the same God that lives in them lives in you.
Come on.
You can get a witness from what they're saying as to whether it is something that God agrees with or something that he does not agree with. Mm-hmm. We all have the same Holy Spirit that resides within us so that we can know it's okay to, you know, listen to what that person has to say, but.
If it doesn't agree with you, or you get that feeling like, I don't think so, but you know what? Thank you. Yes. And I'll pray about it. I'll take note and I'll pray about it. And God will reveal to you whether or not what they said was for you, or if it wasn't, because we do have a lot of false prophets out there. And we do have a lot of people who like to control because they like to control out of fear.
Yes.
So sometimes when people see the potential in you and they see that, you know, God is using you, or God can use you, or, you know, you did a little something, so now you might have gotten a little bit of attention one day. So now people, you know, feel like, oh, you know, I want to keep my foot on their neck, you know, by way of telling you something to keep you, instead of you rising up and growing,
right.
I'm going to keep you here because I don't want you to take the attention away from me. Right. And that's not even where most people are. They're just like, most people just want to grow, period. Right. Growing in Christ doesn't mean that you want to take over. And so people who try to control people, it's manipulation. Because you shouldn't want to control anyone. That's not our job. Our job is to love and help people grow, help them grow, build them up, and then push them out for the evangelism piece of it to bring other people into the kingdom. We should never stunt anyone's growth because we're insecure. And that's all it is. People are insecure. And the people in leadership, unfortunately, there are some people in leadership who are insecure. Insecure.
Yes.
And they need training. And then, you know, they take things away from people, and then, you know, they don't walk in their purpose or destiny, because then church hurt comes along.
Yes.
And things of that nature. So
do you know what your origin story is, like how you got to be here? Because I asked my parents, and I usually do it around my birthday. So I kind of ask them over and over again every year.
I know I was named Michelle because my father's name is Michael.
Okay.
So that was just like a given. I was like, oh, okay. Once I found out like where that it was a derivative of Michael, I was like, oh, okay. But as far as how I got here, my parents were married and they had me.
Okay. So like my parents, my mom told me it was snowing. And it snowed while she was in the hospital with me. Mm-hmm. So she had to wear her dad's snow boots home. And because I think somebody stole her shoes or something happened. And I was born on a Thursday. I do know that much.
I was born on a Saturday.
Jalen was born on a Sunday. I told him all about that, and he seems to like it. He doesn't, you know. I think he what's the word? I think he entertains me and just lets me tell him
the story.
Yes, but I want him to know, and I want him to do that for his children, because the circumstances that surround your birth sometimes you know, have a meaning or play a part in your purpose, because there could be things that are working against you to keep you from being born.
Yeah, that's true.
And that lets you know. I mean, even if you're like, one of my sisters is a preemie. She was born a preemie. Okay. And so she was born like 2 months early. So She's here. Her whole life changed because of that. Because instead of her being born in August, I think it would have been, she was born in June. So astrologically, her sign is different, all of those things.
Yeah.
And people don't think that astrology has anything to do with it, but it does. Not to the point where you have to, you know, get the star charts and all that, but there are cast characteristics that go with people that are born certain times. And God invented that. God created that, not invented it. He created that and he gave it to us. So we should know a little bit about it, but I'm not one of those who reads my horoscope, but I do know so that I understand the people that, you know, I am talking to or interacting with, that some certain behaviors go with, you know, certain astrological signs. It's true.
Yeah.
And so some people don't want to, you know, they don't want to get into that. Oh, it's witchcraft. No, all of these things were created by God. It's the perverting of it that we should stay away from.
Right.
As long as we use the tool the way it was meant to be used, then you're okay. You're fine. So yes, I learn and I teach my son. And I tell people, and some people, they have very interesting and unique names, and they're walking around with this purpose on them and it's tied to their name and they don't know it or they don't understand it. So it is very important that, just like you want to know your heritage, like who your grandparents were and all that, your name.
Yeah.
Your name is how you show up in the world. Your name is who God purposed you to be. And if you don't believe it, go look it up.
Yeah.
If you're not sure how to find out, ask your parent. I always say ask your parents first, or the people who raised you, if your parents aren't around. So write it down, pass it along, especially if you're a junior, first, second, third, fifth, you know.
Yeah.
Because there could be generational curses attached to that, maybe. And there's work that you would have to do in, you know, that regard to break those curses and to start generational blessing. So mm-hmm. I want blessings attached to my name. I know everybody under the sound of my voice and who is watching this wants to have blessings attached to their name.
Yeah.
And it is very important that you know who you are.
Yeah, I've always been big on talking to my grandfather before he passed, mm-hmm. Learning who he was and the family and his father and things, because a lot of times our grandparents, our great grandparents, mm-hmm. they take that stuff to the grave. The stories, the secrets, the things that we don't talk about. Well, you need to talk about it before you go ahead home to glory,
because
all these people walking around here in identity crisis because they don't know who they are. They're trying to figure out who they are, where they're supposed to be, what they're doing. And they're looking for answers that they took to the grave with them. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's unfortunate. You know, my grandfather, when I sat down and talked to him, he played professional football to be a Black man on top of that. Right. It wasn't for a long time. I believe he said it was like up in Canada. And then he played, pro baseball. And I was like, well, wait a minute. You know what I mean? But it wasn't not pro. It was like they have the major and the minors.
Yes.
He was
minor league baseball.
Right. He was not far behind like the Jackie Robinsons and all them.
Wow.
It's like, where's the pictures? And he's like, they didn't take many pictures back then. Mm-hmm. It was by word of mouth. And the reason why he didn't go far with football, because he got hurt.
Okay.
Then when he was playing baseball, he got hurt again. And so it was like, wow, you know, then now what he ended up doing was golf. My grandfather was awesome. He trained a lot of people in golf, a lot of young kids. And he has trophies, golf trophies for days. but those are the things to just to know that his legacy and, you know, who he was, that's a proud moment. And people don't know those things about them and, you know, about their families and, you know, knowing things about your legacy and who you are. It's important to help drive you to continue in your purpose because it makes you proud and it makes you like excited. Like, this is what my family did and I need to stand for something, you know, because if I stand for nothing, I'll fall for anything. So we have to, it's important that we tell the truth to children, to kids, young kids at the right moment and right time. Because we're always saying, oh, they're not ready. They're not ready. Well, at what point are they going to be ready? If we keep hiding things from them, it makes it worse. And we have to trust the God in them to know. So, you know, it's unfortunate when people pass and they refuse to say why they did certain things or why they didn't, you know, go here, go there, or this side of the family, or why I don't know this side of my family. And, you know, who are these people over here? And, you know, my family's from down south. I have no idea who they are. No clue. Oh, wow. You know, I have an uncle that's down south. I know him, but that's because that's more immediate. But as the family tree grows, that's that side, I don't know. My grandmother was Indian. I have no idea where it starts or where it ends. I you know, it's like, do I go get, what is the link tree? Do I go get the heritage and go get the DNA? You know, do stuff like that to get to know who, in hopes that you'll get a, what they call, like ping, you get pinged or something. Like a ding or something. Like if your DNA matches someone else is saying that you're family, they'll let you know, hey, someone matched, there's a match. So, so those are all things that are of importance, in knowing who you are as a person. Because I know that if I didn't know who my grandfather was, a Black, business owner, he had his own salon for years. And when I was growing up as a little girl, to go to his salon and vacuum and clean up and do whatever, and he'd give me, you know, my little money. I knew he would give me money if I vacuumed his salon, take out the trash, answer the phones. I knew what I was doing, but I was proud that my grandfather had one of the number one hair salons during that era that everybody came to. It was always busy in there. It was always jam-packed in there. But it made me proud because that was my grandfather. And when I walked in, you know, he was like, hey, Michelle, you know, this is my granddaughter, you know, making the announcement. This is my granddaughter. And so it made me proud to be there and working for him, even though I am just vacuuming. You know, it was awesome. Right. So those are the little things that can, you know, drive a person's what's in your name to want to keep your legacy going, keeping who you are, knowing your family history and knowing your family tree and what you're doing. Now, I am going to reach out to my dad and be like, Dad, what happened? Because, you know, my mom passed away. So I'm going to ask my dad, what happened the day I was born? What was going on? I know it was a Saturday. I don't know what was going on. I never thought to really ask what it was. But I'm going to ask him and see if I know he's going to remember.
He remembers. Yes.
He'll definitely remember.
You're going to tell, you know, your children.
Yeah,
because they may, and if they don't ask you, they should know. You should tell them because they should. That's one of those great mysteries. Like, you know, from, and it was for me for a long time. Like, how did I get here? Like, I mean, you know how I got. I mean, you know what happened the day that I was born?
Yeah,
and it was snowing. Yes.
Yeah.
February, baby.
Girl, my daughter's still trying to get back in my stomach. Every day she kisses my belly. Every day, mom, that's my belly. She says, mom, this is my belly, right, mom? Yes. Is this where this where I was? Yes. I was inside, right, mom? Yes. It's hers. Like, and she will kiss it. And you know, she gets taps my belly, night belly. Like, she just, good morning, belly. Like, she's
her first home.
She's still like, she's still connected to it.
It's a wonderful thing because she has that bond with you. And one day you're going to tell her about that because she may or may not remember.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell her origin story.
Yeah.
Because you should know, like, if all hell was breaking loose around you the day you were being, you know, while you were being born, I mean, all of those things could really answer some questions for you. Like, why am I being fought so hard? Or why does it seem like so many, you know, circumstances keep arising?
Yeah.
Because heaven and earth had to move in order for you to get here.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge you, those of you who are viewing and listening, go, if you don't know what your name means, go find out about it. Ask about your origin story and keep that, pass it down. And if you are expecting children or you plan on having children, ensure that you pick a name that would, one, no, let's back up. Ensure that you go to the Father and ask him.
Yeah.
Because remember, he blesses us with our children. He gives them to us to steward over in this life. So it is only right that we ask him, that you ask him, who is this person that I am about to give birth to? Who is this, you know, what is their purpose? How am I to train them up? And he will definitely answer. He will hear you and answer you. And it will be clear. It will be clear. So I hope that this information helps you and points you in the right direction. And hopefully it answers some questions for you. But I do believe that is it for this episode of 1822 Chronicles. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.